with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Well, the party of an anti-Islam, anti-migration politician heading for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. The result puts conservative Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. It's one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II, and one bound to send shockwaves through Europe. Hague President Norbert van Beelen says Wilders won the recent election because the Dutch want something done about immigration.
I think, to be honest, many people are very focused on one particular problem, which is immigration. And this party has had that as a theme for many, many years. So I think that's what people voted for, immigration. And all the other aspects of leaving the European Union, looking very inward as opposed to outward, are just forgotten. It's all about immigration.
Also at SRNnews.com, the mayor of New York City accused in a legal filing of sexually assaulting another city worker some 30 years ago.
A legal summons alleges the plaintiff was sexually assaulted in 1993 when they and Eric Adams, the current New York mayor and former police captain, both worked for the city. The filing at the state Supreme Court in Manhattan seeks a trial and $5 million in relief. New York's Adult Survivors Act, which expires on Friday, has offered a temporary window for alleged victims of sexual offenses to press charges after the statute of limitations has lapsed. In a statement, a City Hall spokesman said, the mayor does not know who this person is. If they ever met, he doesn't recall it, and he denies any such claim. Adams has also been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign. I'm Jennifer King.
Computer chip and software maker Broadcom says it has cleared all hurdles it plans to complete an unbelievable $69 billion acquisition of cloud technology company VMware. This is SRN News. Another man sets a record in women's swimming.
Megan Cortez Fields, who was a man living as a woman, now owns the women's school record at Ramapo College in New Jersey, finishing the 100-yard butterfly in 57.22. He also won the 200-yard individual medley at the recent Cougar Splash Invitational Meet. A growing number of men are joining the women's swim teams at colleges and universities across the country and are gradually rewriting the record books. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Michigan, Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing a package of pro-abortion bills. Reproductive Health Act will repeal regulations aimed at abortion doctors and clinics. It will also ensure that students at Michigan public universities can access information about abortion. It also repeals a law forcing patients to buy a separate insurance rider for the procedure. This is SRN News. Now, the clock continues ticking toward the release of several Israeli hostages by Hamas. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
All eyes are on the planned release of 13 of about 240 hostages held for 47 days by the Hamas terrorist organization. Following weeks of intense negotiations led by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt, a stage deal was accepted that should yield the first to be released at 9 a.m. Eastern U.S. time on Friday. Despite guarded gratitude that some captives will be set free, Israelis remain cognizant that the deal is not done until it's done. Even if all goes as scheduled, only 50 of the hostages stand to be released, leaving the Jewish state with a diminished military capability due to the remaining hostages, according to military experts. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.